now ruling in the land. Let them think. Now, the Bible said that the Bible says they will think. They will think to change times and laws against Yahweh. That's come about. I've been teaching you repeatedly for the last 13 messages. This is the 13th, or the 12th, I guess it is. And it is concerning the keeping of Yahweh's holy commandments. The Sabbath, the time appointed. This is the seventh month of the lunar calendar, and we're going to tell you that this is the year of release. Yahweh has placed us here in the Promised Land at Sweetwater, Tennessee, where we are now in the process. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been blessed today. We have worked down to the evening when we're now ceasing our labors, and we're going to fast and pray and afflict our souls, just like Israel. When the ark left the land, they had nothing to do but afflict themselves. It's the Day of Atonement. Here tonight, we're starting what is called the Day of Atonement. And we are seeking our Father, afflicting our souls, asking Him to renew our faith and to bring about a fresh wave of spirit, enlightenment, truth, commitment, and time appointed where that Babylon and the kingdom of heaven will conflict. And the Bible said it will be a time of trouble such as never was since the beginning to the end. Now, why do we think that that's going to happen? Simply because when they were to be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand does not turn aside from you, the wise men. If you send away the ark of Elohim of Israel, do not send it empty, but you shall certainly return it to him with a guilt offering. They knew, ladies and gentlemen, who they were returning the ark of the covenant. They knew it was Yahweh's. They knew that they had done wrong. They knew that they were trying to exalt their god, Dagon. It was the fish god. Now, I want to tell you about the fish god. There is a people in the earth worshiping the fish god. Now, where are they? In Revelation 17, it says that there is a whorish woman called a church that is glorious, filled with beauty and splendor, great power upon the earth, and when she speaks, seven thunders utter her voice in repeating its power. The Philistines were a powerful group of people. They had conquered Israel. They ruled Israel. They stole the precious items, stole the ark. Do you feel like now that the ark of your spirit has been lifted from your being, you have no hope, you're in despair, you don't know what's coming, you are full of fear and anxiety? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way the world, particularly the United States, this is the last bastion, if you will, of the stronghold of Jacob Israel. We are here collectively being oppressed. We have no ark. We have no ephod. We have no prophets among us who are men enough to call for the restoration of rain. We need the latter rain. Now tonight, officially, with the beginning of atonement, we are going to spiritually call for the latter rain. Let the latter rain begin upon the earth. let all nations know that there's going to be a great shaking in the land. Yahweh has now given us a place to where the ark symbol can come to dwell in the land. Restore and restoration. Coming back to a place here in America, here in the Cherokee, the Cherokee country, where Yahweh has chosen this place as Sweetwater, Tennessee, for a gathering of a few people that would call mightily upon His name and to proclaim that it is the time of the ingathering. For those to gather around. We're only going to have a few here at the festival. We know that. But straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few that are feet is going to find the way that is right as opposed to the way that seems right. Now, the Philistines were practicing and prospering and casting the troop to the ground. The fish god was the same God that is today sitting, the symbol of it, the emblem that they wear proudly, is the mitre of the Pope. It has the mouth of a fish that's representing Dagon, the fish god from the planet Cyrus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope wears this hat in special occasions. And it is the fish cap. It is the emblem of the Philistines, Dagon. And ladies and gentlemen, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the fish god, Satan, sits in the midst of Babylon. Babylon needs challenging. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah, all challenged Babylon. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, live from the promised land of the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee, we're going to call for the battle to begin. Babylon and the Kingdom of Heaven. A war will commence. It will be a battle to be supreme, and a battle that will end all battles, as Saddam said, it'll be the mother of all battles. Yet in this case, it will be a spiritual battle, and Yahweh now has an anchor, a place for the ark to rest, a place for His altars to be built, not torn down, but restoration. This now is Yahweh's restoration place of placement for the ark to come back to. The Philistines said, don't send it back empty. Send it to break the plague. Be sure that you send it with a guilt offering when you are going to be healed, and it shall be known to you why His hand does not turn from you. And they said, what is the guilt offering which we shall return to Him? And they answered. Now listen how these wise men from the fish Dagon worshippers, the number of the princes of the Philistines, 5 golden tumors, 5 golden rats, for the same plague was on all of you and on all of your princes. They had 10 princes. Well, did you know that Israel has 10 princes in the kingdom, and that restoration for both houses must merge in the last days for the latter rain, for the outpouring? And you shall make images of your tumors, and images of your rats that ruin the land. Now, they had a plague of rats to infest their land. They had tumors in emeralds. It was actually what you would call in their guts. Their literal intestines were full of tumors. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a good old-fashioned case, if you will, of what we call down here in the South the piles. And it was very painful. You shall give esteem to the Elohim of Israel. You shall glorify him. You shall anoint him with these images, and you shall appease him with this guilt offering. And it could be that he will lift his hand from you and from your mighty ones and from your land. And why do you harden your hearts as the Mishraites? And Pharaoh hardened their hearts as he did with the Egyptians when he had severely dealt with them in the 10 plagues. But did they not send them away? And they went? And now, take and make a wagon and 2 milk cows, which have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the wagon, and take their calves home away from them. And take the Ark of Yahweh, and put it on the wagon, put the objects of gold, which you are returning to him, as a guilt offering, in a chest by its side, and send it away, and it shall go. And when you shall see if it goes up the way to its own border to join back to Israel, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that his hand has not come against us. It is just an accident, as it was, of the things that have happened. And the man did so, and took 2 milk cows. Now these are the 2 houses of Israel, symbolizing the 2 milk cows, which have been on milk. It's time to get on me. It's time to grow up. It's time to come out of the Babylon satanic-inspired 501(c). Put the Ark of Yahweh on the wagon, and the chest with the golden rats and the images of their tumors. And the cows went straight for the way to Israel, and went along the highway bellowing as they went. Now, by nature, they went back to their calves, and did not turn aside right or left. And the princes of the Philistines went after them to the border of Israel. And they of Israel were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and all rejoiced to see it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the seventh month. This was the seventh moon. We're in the seventh moon of the year of Yahweh in the lunar. And we have lifted up our voices here, preparing the land to receive the Ark and the fellowship that we have to offer. We command this place in the name of Yahweh to be the central place to bring about the restoration of the end time ministries to begin the covenants to renew itself with the Ark of the Covenant being placed in the holy place and the land to whom it belongs and to where it belongs, that Yahweh could reign supreme in the heart of the few. Remember, it only took Elijah It only took Jeremiah. It only took Isaiah. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. But all we've got to do is pray, seek Yahweh, turn from our wicked ways, and our land will be healed. We will have power once again. The ephod will prophesy. The truth will go forth from this mountain. We shall shine in the brightness of a firmament. We shall speak to this mountain, and it shall be removed. We shall say, and it shall be so. We shall speak the word with confidence, and the word of Yahweh will go forth from this mountain. And this word will accomplish that which is spoken. Yahweh will give us power. Yahweh will give us health. Yahweh will give us strength. And Yahweh will bless us going in. And Yahweh will bless us going out. And as the ark that had the wagon and the chest with the gold rats and the images, and the cows went straight for the way to the border of Israel, and it went along the highway, and those of Beth Shemesh, or Israel, in the border of Bethel, they were threshing wheat in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the wagon came into the field of Yehoshua of Bethel and stood there. And there was a great stone. So they split the wood of the wagon and offered the calves as a ascending offering to Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, all they did was that they took the wood to cook the two cows and beef, and they rejoiced in eating and gladness of heart and singleness of heart of worshiping Yahweh. That's coming now here on Thursday evening at sundown. We're going to begin the seventh month tabernacle rejoicing. Just like they did here in the sixth chapter of 1 Samuel, we're going to enjoin with each other. We're going to lift up holy hands without wrath. We're going to praise Him. We got a lot to praise Him about. You know, I'm just so happy in my heart. I'm just filled with love and appreciation that Yahweh's given us this place and given us men. They've worked hard, and women are still working even as I speak, trying to gather together a place and put it together where that the cows can bring the ark, bellowing as they come, heading straight for Sweetwater, Tennessee, to bring about the lifting up of holy hands without wrath. Men that have worked hard, we put up the old gospel tent today. Praise Yahweh. Right schedule. Everything has been scheduled, right on schedule. We've got people that's already come in early to help us and to lend a hand and get in the place prepared to receive the Ark of the Covenant in the seventh month of Tabernacles, where we will gather here in Tennessee, in Sweetwater, and we will lift up holy hands on this mountain. We will praise Him and thank Him for His many blessings. We will command that the battle begin between good and evil. The battle between light and darkness must start now. We pray that Yahweh will remember us in His mercy, and that He will enlighten us and speak to us on His altar here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, that we lift up holy hands. We have no wrath. We have no doubting. What a wonderful, wonderful God, surely, that we serve. And the wagon came to the field of Yehoshua and stood there on the great stone. Ladies and gentlemen, are you on the stone? Are you on the rock? Are you in the presence of the Creator? Are you suffering the plagues of sin and deceit? Have you been deceived by listening to all of the wrong teaching? Are you on the wrong Sabbath count? Are you locked in on Saturday or Sunday? Have you studied to pray that Yahweh opened the heavens and aligned the synchronicity of the sun and the moon to declare the heavens as the appointment? Or have you been transformed into deception through the lie and the cunning craftiness of the Dagon people, the fish god people, who have proclaimed throughout the land that Saturday or Sunday is the time to worship? And the Levites, these are the priests, they took down the Ark of Yahweh and the chest that was with it, in which were the objects of gold, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Israel offered ascending offerings and slaughterings the same day to Yahweh. Now, what does that mean, slaughtering offerings to Yahweh? Have you ever thought about coming together as a family, breaking bread, lifting the cup, holy hands without wrath and doubting, and making an offering to Yahweh? Inasmuch as you did it not unto the least of my little ones, you did it not unto me. And when the five princes of the Philistines saw it, they returned to their country the same day. And these are the gold tumors which the Philistines returned as a guilt offering to Yahweh. One for Ashdod, one for Asai, and one for Ashkelon, one for Gath, and one for Ekron, five of the princes, and the gold rats by the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five princes, both walled cities and country villages, even as far as the great meadow on which they placed the Ark of Yahweh, remained in the city in the field of Yehoshua of Israel. And he struck among the men of Beth Shemesh, for they had looked into the Ark of Yahweh. He struck among the people 70 men, and the people mourned because Yahweh struck among the people a great smiting. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before the set apart Yahweh Elohim? And to whom shall we go for us?" And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Quamram Yerin, saying, "The Philistines have brought back the Ark of Yahweh. Come down and take it up to you." Now it came into the land. There was great joy until they looked into it. And then Yahweh smote 70 men that had looked into the Ark. It's a holy thing. Maybe that you have inquired to look into the Ark when you should walk by faith. Come to the festival in Sweetwater, Tennessee. By faith, walk. See the Ark in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. Walk by faith. Through grace are you saved. that not of yourself. There's going to be great blessings coming to the land of Israel, right here in America. We're going to restore America. America must be smitten for looking into the ark, trying to meddle and trying to distort Yahweh's truth by compromising and looking away. The ark remained in Qunyah Ra'im, and the time increased. It came to rest there for 20 years, and the house of Israel lamented after Yahweh. 20 years of plague, 20 years of defeat, 20 years of trouble came upon these people for rejecting Yahweh and His holy vessels. The ark is holy. You are holy. Fail not to keep His tabernacle festival. Come to the property here at Sweetwater, Tennessee. Enter in with joy. Enter in with gladness. You ought to lift up your hands when you come through the gates into this holy place. And Samuel spoke all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to Yahweh with all your hearts and put away the foreign gods, Asheroth, and prepare your hearts for Yahweh and serve Him only, so that He deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. And the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Asheroth and serve Yahweh only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and let me pray to Yahweh for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh sent you prophets and teachers. And Yahweh will not do anything except He first revealed to the prophets. You must trust. Do not look into the ark. Look to your prophets and to your teachers. And they gathered to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before Yahweh. And they fasted that day and said, there, we have sinned against Yahweh. And Samuel ruled the children of Israel at Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the princes of the Philistines went up against Israel. You see, the devil never learns. And the children of Israel heard it and were afraid of the Philistines. Now remember, they had ruled the Israelites by cause of their transgressions. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to Yahweh, our Elohim, for us, that He would save us from the hand of the Philistines. Now notice, and Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it as an ascending offering completely to Yahweh. And Samuel cried out to Yahweh for Israel, and Yahweh answered him. And it came to pass, Samuel offered up the ascending offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But Yahweh thundered out of heaven with a great noise on that day on the Philistines and troubled them. And they were smitten before Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're ever going to defeat the enemy that has took over this land, we're going to have to offer up an ascension. send an offering acceptable to Yahweh. We're going to have to hear the prophet. We're going to have to obey the word. And the men of Israel went out from Mishpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Beth-Kar. And Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mishpah and Shin, and called Eben Hazor, saying, thus far, may I ask this, he set up a memorial, set the stone. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to set a stone as a memorial. Matter of fact, we're going to set 12 of them. We're going to begin to dedicate and set the stones as a memorial that this is the place that Yahweh has chosen, that His word will go forth from Sweetwater, Tennessee. This nation must be called into account. It must pay for its sins before the enemy is ever humbled. We're going to have to come into regulation form by lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, failing not to assemble as some manner of people are, even more so in the day that you see approaching. Folks, we're in a time of trouble, and Yahweh is set to deliver Israel. I believe that the day is here, and the day is far spent. Thus, the Philistines were humbled, and no longer did they come to war across the border of Israel. And the hand of Yahweh was against the Philistines all the days of the prophet Samuel, simply because he was Yahweh's prophet. Notice this. Then they said, Yahweh has helped us. Are we going to come together at Tabernacles? Are we going to forget the world for 7 days? Are we going to praise Him in the midst of the congregation? Are we going to take the loud sounding cymbals? Are we going to blow the shofar and the Sabbath moon? Are we going to worship Him here on the start of Tabernacles on the 15th at the going down of the sun? Are we going to start the Festival of Tabernacles and worship Him in the beauty of spirit? I think so. Thus the Philistines were humbled, and they no longer came to the border to make war against Israel. And Samuel rightly ruled Israel all the days of his life. And each year, he made the rounds of from Bethel, where he ruled, and Gilgal, where he built the altar and had it repaired, where Elijah repaired the altar at Gilgal, and Mishpah, where he rightly ruled Israel in all those places. Then he returned to Ramah, for his home was there. And there he rightly ruled Israel, and there he built a slaughter place to Yahweh. Isn't that a strange thing? He built a slaughterhouse. And it came to be that when Samuel was old, that he made his sons rulers over Israel. And the name of the firstborn was Yoel, and the name of the second, Abiyah, rulers in Mishpah. But his sons did not walk in the ways, and turned aside after their own gain, and took bribes, and twisted right rulings. And all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah, and said unto him, look, Samuel, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint for us a sovereign to rule us like all the nations. But the word was evil in the eyes of Samuel when he said, give us a sovereign or a king to rule. So Samuel prayed to Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're getting in trouble with the world. We want a king like the world. Here's the prophet. Here they're prospering. Here he appoints his sons. They become evil. They twist the truth. They offer up strange fire. They change the covenant. They change the dates of the festivals. And again, Israel becomes burdened and saddled in trouble. Always resisting the truth. Always murmuring. Always complaining. As your fathers do, so do you. What are we going to do, folks? Are we going to stand in the gap? Are we going to make the commitment to Yahweh? Are we going to drive long distances? Are we going to pray? Are we going to seek His face from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same? I think we should. I think tonight we should fast. Like Israel, to return and pray and seek His face in the Day of Atonement, in the seventh month of Tabernacles. It is a time that would be well spent to remember Yahweh as you afflict your souls tonight and tomorrow. And then prepare yourself in cleansing to come and gather together with Him to keep His promises, to walk with Him, and to be faithful, to bring a love offering to Yahweh. Bring something to the festival land of the promise. For Yahweh has blessed us with a beautiful place. It's a place where we want to set up a way for us to come together each year with the time that we have remaining. Yahweh's work will be carried on and carried out. Some of us will come and some of us will go. However, Yahweh's work and His prophets will continue to speak the word. It's time for Babylon to cease. It's time for the devil to get his beating. It's time for him to be defeated. It's time for him to fall. It's time for the government of the kingdom of heaven to be set. And what better place than here on the mountain in Sweetwater, Tennessee? Here where the tent has been raised today, just an old rugged tent, an old plain and simple tent, raised today in the name of Yahweh, call for action against the Philistines, to put down their rule, to close their border, to defeat them, and to turn the kingdom back to the Father, to have Him as our King, to have Him to rule over us, to come to the festivals with joy, with power, and with praise, and with honor, and with peace and shalom. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for men to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge and to love Him with all their heart and all of their soul. We've had a great day here today. We've accomplished so much. We're weary in the body and we're tired, but we keep lifting up our heads and our hearts are full of joy that here on the mountain in Sweetwater, we're going to sing His praise. We're going to honor Him. We're going to open the gates with joy and receive those that will come and say, enter in, my good and faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things. It's time to be made ruler over many. Yahweh's promised a blessing for you the next week. We're now, this is Saturday. We're going to be off tomorrow from the radio. You won't hear us on WURB 3.185 tomorrow. We will be fasting through the Day of Atonement. But come Monday, we're beginning an earnest countdown for Thursday, the High Sabbath. We're going to gather here in the evening, and we're going to offer up an offering by fire, and we're going to make sweet sacrifices. We're going to remember Yahweh in tabernacles. We're going to sing, shout, praise, and honor Him with our bodies, our minds, our soul, our spirits, as we shout. People are already setting up their mobile homes here on the property. They are now coming in with their tents and things of this nature to come on the property and to gather and to fellowship to, if you will, to swap war stories. How many times you've defeated the devil? How many times you've lost the battle through disobedience? You see, you come and you learn from your brothers. I look up to my brothers. I appreciate my brothers that are warriors, that stand in the gap, that make up the hedge. Those that have put on the whole armor, have walked upright, know His name, are not ashamed to be called brethren, and certainly not ashamed to be called by His name. I was telling you last night about a brother that heard the name Yahweh for the first time in his life. He said he'd never heard it. And we witnessed to him, he will be coming, bringing his family that lives in the area, and being taught the way of Yahweh more perfectly. You see, when the prophets of the old, when they heard of these brethren that wanted to know about Yahweh, they explained to them the way of Yahweh more perfectly. They took them aside, taught them the name of Yahweh, and baptized them in the name of Yahweh. We hope and trust that Yahweh will give us many souls for our labor. The whole duty of man is to fear Yahweh and to keep His commandments. There's joy, there's peace, there's love, there's understanding, there's commitment, and there's power in the name of Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is a strong power, and the righteous certainly will run into it, and they are safe. Now, the motels, they have 4 to 5 or 6, I think maybe now we've counted 6 motels right here at the intersection in the area of Sweetwater, Tennessee, exit 60 on I-75 north-south. Now, Sweetwater lays, if you're coming from the north, it's about 50 miles south of Knoxville. If you're coming from Chattanooga, it's about 50 miles from Chattanooga. Actually, it's 60 because the marker at highway, marker at 75, exit 60, is 60 miles from where Georgia crosses into Tennessee. So it'll be 60 miles from that point of the Georgia border, and you would cross through Chattanooga, about 60 miles up, and you'll find exit 60, and we're going to begin our tabernacle service on the 21st of October, starting around 7 to 7:30 p.m., There's a lot of attractions here in the area if you'd like to get out and visit. Beautiful time of the year. The leaves are at peak. You have the Lost Sea. You have one of the largest flea markets in the area, or the state of Tennessee, the largest, I believe. You have Fort Loudoun Historical Area. You have the Sweetwater Cheese Farm. You have the Oak Ridge Atomic Museum. You have the Ore Mountain Winery. The Sequoia Birthplace Museum. Now, Sequoia was a Cherokee Indian using the Hebrew dialect or language to express Yah. We have a high school here named in honor of Sequoia. We have the Watts Bar Lake and Dam. Beautiful area. We have the famous Mayfield Dairy. We have the Murphy Speed. We have Hiwassee College. We have Kimberly Clark, Knoxville Airport, Knoxville Civic Center. We have the Sweetwater Hospital. We have the Sweetwater Industrial Park. We have the University of Tennessee within 50 miles. We have the Watts Bar Lake, which a lot of recreation, fishing. We have the Telco area, where it's world famous for Indian digs in the Sweetwater Mountains here. We are in one of the most beautiful areas in the United States and the world for that matter. We have these accommodations. Let me give you the Sweetwater Tennessee Motel for reservations. This is a Quality Inn. The number is 423-337-4900. We have the Maxim Hotel, number 423-337-6890. And we have other areas, motels, cheaper, as cheap as $35 a night, or by the week, it's even cheaper, starting around $185 a week, 7 days, for a room here at the area that we're speaking of in Sweetwater. Actually, it's the Hilltop Hotel. And we also have a couple of more motels above there that are actually around $35 a night. So, a lot of motel room. We'd like for you to come if you'd like to camp out. Bring your tent. Camp out under the stars. Enjoy yourself here. We're going to feast. We're going to have food. The ladies are going to cook. We're trying now to get the mobile trailer that's here. We're trying to get it set up where we can do the cooking. We're going to be cooking on camp stoves and campfires, and we're going to be building an altar. If you'd like to see an altar built, we will start the process. We're going to build a big altar and a power praise altar, and these are the things of biblical traditions. We don't study the tradition of Easter. We don't study the traditions of Halloween, Santa Claus, or Christmas. We study the effects of the Word. We practice, men and women that love Yahweh, love the fellowship, love to talk to each other. We're sons of laughter and joy. We come together and we really appreciate one another with love. And you will never be the same when you come to an old-fashioned festival and join in the fellowship and the joy of knowing that you're doing something to please Yahweh. Not yourself. Not your family. Do something to please Yahweh. Show Yahweh that you love Him. Keep His commandments. Walk in as you see the light, and the light will give you the truth. the truth is that Yahweh's word is forever settled. Nothing can be added and nothing taken away. We've got a couple of brothers that are sitting with me tonight here in the living room. We want them to testify and to tell you what to expect when you come to the Sweetwater property of the King's Gate Inn. Brother Odell, he's the Minister of Defense that we call him here in Bryson City, North Carolina. He's been over here, he and his lovely wife working and slaving and helping us get things ready. Brother Odell, praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah, brother. I'd just like to say a couple words when you, if you take the invitation that's been extended to you, it's beautiful. It's beautiful here. When you come into the property, it's your oxygen tank out because it's breathtaking. You'll have to get you a big snort. But we've been working and trying to get the area ready, and we've really had a wonderful time, and we've been rejoicing in Yahweh and in the Spirit. And we look forward to seeing you. It's going to be starting on Thursday, and we'll be here waiting on you and greeting you at the gate, and we'll treat you so many ways you'll have to like one of them. And the Spirit dwells here, and that's how it should be, and that's how it is. And so, without any further ado, and I'd like to say hello to all of my brothers and sisters. I know you're surprised to hear me on here. So, if you're a Yahweh person, I love you deeply and dearly. And we'll see you here. We look forward to a big crowd. And if they ain't three or four, it's still a big crowd. And we're going to praise Yahweh. I want to let you talk to the Illinois Flash, Brother Parr.
Thank you, Brother Odell. It's so wonderful here. I got here Wednesday. I was going to leave Thursday evening. I'm just working hard, having too much fun. I just couldn't get going. I've got to leave tomorrow. It's 350 miles from me one way. But I'll be back Wednesday night, another 350 miles. It's worth it. Yahweh's the greatest. If you don't have him in your heart, hell will be fine for you, I guess. But, you know, not everybody's going to see it. It's a shame. It breaks my heart to think that way. But it took me 55 years before I saw the light. And I wouldn't change a thing since then. I'm 70 years old, and I've been in the Word with Yahweh for 15 years, and nothing's happened but getting better and better and better, and I just can't always stand it, but he'll get me through it. And we love you all. We hope all of you are sincere and can come in here and be with us in fellowship. It will change your life. I guarantee that. If not, I will give your money back.
Well, thank you, Brother Parton, Brother Odell. Two witnesses here. We got many more that's here and helping us. And it's been so wonderful to have help and to get ready. You know, I don't know that we deserve it, but people come and help us. And makes me feel like, you know, humbled and appreciative of all the love that has been shown forth, especially those that's given to us and helped us acquire this property. It's been wonderful. Now, we're sponsored tonight Brother Mark of the great state of Mississippi, and Sister Audrey. They'll be here in person and praising Yahweh, and they'll be in here Thursday sometime, and we're looking forward to you and many more that are coming to Tabernacle with us, just camping out and stirring the old bean pot and things of this nature, and fellowshipping, looking around the country, and swapping war stories for Yahweh. We love you, and we'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And to all of those in the name of Yahweh, we give you a great shout of acclamation and joy. See ya next Thursday evening. Praise Yahweh.